Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, January 7th, 2026. The Witherly Memorial Library's Foreign Affairs Discussion Group meets tonight from 5 to 6 p.m. over Zoom. The topic will be the administration's national security strategy, dated November 2025 and released on December 4th, which is widely considered a significant departure from those of other administrations. The discussion group is moderated by Barbara Griffiths. All are welcome. For more information and to register for the Zoom link, go to thewitherlylibrary.net and click on Events and then the Foreign Affairs Discussion Group. Witherly is W-I-T-H-E-R-L-E, witherlylibrary.net. Thursday evening, there will be a chance to hear from the author of Hollywood Factotum. Hollywood Factotum is a candid, witty, and heartfelt account of what it really takes to pursue a dream and live in a city that tests your every limit. Author Celeste Donahue will appear for an author talk about her memoir and a, quote, deeply personal transformation leading to a kind of fulfillment she hadn't expected, one rooted not in fame, but in self-awareness and evolution, end quote. That's happening tomorrow evening from 6:30 to 7:30 at the Jessup Memorial Library in Bar Harbor. That also has an option to join remotely. For more information and to register, go to jessuplibrary.org/events and find Hollywood Factotum. I will put the direct links to all of these things in the archives with today's program. And by the time you're hearing this, that should be available at weru.org. Also happening Thursday, Ellsworth's Digital Inclusion Task Force, which was created after the city's broadband committee identified digital equity and inclusion as a priority in their strategic planning, are holding monthly Bring Your Device to Lunch events in 2026. The primary focus of the task force, they say, is to ensure that everyone has access to affordable, reliable broadband connectivity, affordable technology, and the information and education needed to get the most from the devices they choose to use. The monthly lunch events are designed to provide a fun and relaxed educational experience where attendees can bring their cell phones, tablets, laptops, etc., and get hands-on advice and instructions on how to do pretty much anything the device is capable of. In addition to the hands-on training, information will also be shared about additional digital education resources, affordability programs for broadband connectivity, and access to affordable equipment. Participants should bring their devices and a wish list of what they'd like to learn. The event is free and open to all, and a light lunch will be provided. The January Bring Your Device to Lunch is going to be held tomorrow, Thursday, from noon to 1:30 at Loaves and Fishes in Ellsworth. Space is limited and registration is required. You can register by calling 664-7110. 664-7110. And finally tomorrow, Indivisible Bangor is announcing a protest happening Thursday from, well, starting at 3 p.m., it doesn't say when it ends, at the federal building in Bangor to protest Trump's actions in Venezuela. And there will be a short march from the federal building to City Hall as well. You can get more information at indivisiblebangor.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.